We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Kuser. Currently, with Daniel Kuser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin. KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Currently Here with Teal Talk Trouble. Teal Boys. What's up, man?
You just wing that every time.
Hey, Daniel Kuser here, man. Here with Christopher Wright. Dude, I'm just winging life, man. I'm just winging it. What's good? What's going on?
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about this week, but now is the time to start gardening, start planting any vegetables or flowers you got. I just started. I started to plant some tomatoes, by the way. I'm new to this whole thing, but I feel like a proud dad when you see a little leaf grow out of the dirt.
You have room for a garden?
So we have like a community garden that nobody uses. So kind of get to do whatever you want with. I got some tomato, like zucchini. I don't know. It's my first time attempting this, so I am excited to share with you.
That is, I mean, dude, okay. Have a conversation with my wife, Marissa, because she wants to, like, turn our entire backyard into a garden. And I'm like, let's relax. And then I'm like, hold on, I have no say in this. I very rarely go out there anyways. So by all means, make it a jungle if you want to. You know, who am I to say? like, you know, she's not coming down to my TV area with my video game situation and saying like, we need less video games down here. You know, I'll just stay in my lane. So you guys can talk about your horticulturism and green thumbs and all that.
It's kind of addicting. Now I'm only 1 week in, so I could get lazy and then the things just might die. That could very well happen. But it's exciting.
It happens. Dude, I'm proud of you. That's awesome. You're going to live off the land, if you will, as much as one can in Lawrence, Kansas. Well, dude, guys, thanks so much for joining us this week. We're excited to be back with a game day week. It's a game week. We get to preview some stuff. We get to talk about some USWNT stuff. Potentially more players getting healthy for Kansas City Current. Stadium erections are happening. hey, that is the term for it. I'm sorry that it's dirty, but that is the term.
I didn't say anything, man.
You made faces. You're full of faces.
It was your fist. It was your hand. It was your fist.
I had a gesture. Yeah. My bad. Dude, I feel that, man. We got Chicago this weekend. Where do you want to jump in here? Do we want to talk about the USA games first? Want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that, because it's going to obviously play right into our Chicago preview.
Is AD French going to be a goalkeeper on this team, or is she just there to sit and peruse and cheer her heart out?
You know, obviously, we knew Nayer would be the number one keeper. I was hoping that French could beat out Murphy, but I don't think that's, you know, that's going to happen. Kind of looks like French is going to be the third goalkeeper on the team. She'll probably make the World Cup. They'll probably keep three. But, you know, I wanted to see her in at least one game leading up to the World Cup, right? Just, you want to see something. You want her to get out there and have the U.S. jersey on and play. So it's kind of frustrating. But the one good caveat to it is that she didn't miss any games for the current. So can't get too upset.
True, because we had the week off. So
yeah.
Did the whole league have the week off? I didn't even do any research there. Did the whole
Yeah, it was international break.
Okay, gotcha. So, I mean, that's good. We'll have her back in the team for this weekend. But I think the big news out of these games for USWNT was Mallory Swanson, dude. Has the timeline been revealed on this torn patella tendon injury for how long she'll be out? Because that's a pretty big injury.
I haven't seen a definite timeline. I don't think she'd make it back for the World Cup. I mean, I don't know how you tear a patella tendon and come back in 3 months. I feel gutted for her, man. Like, she had, like, her year was phenomenal. She Believes Cup, she was a She Believes MVP.
Yeah.
She was having a great year, man, and to have that happen, you just feel gutted for her.
She was earned the starting role. That was her position, that number nine, right? So just to have it, oh my God, so close to World Cup action. That's what every little boy and girl dreams of. Every child dreams of being a World Cup superstar, right? And she was going to be. And it's just, man, you can't help but, you know, you never want to see that happen to somebody. However, she plays for Chicago, and we play Chicago this weekend. I'm just saying. No, you never want to see that happen to somebody. And you know, we wish her speedy recovery. I don't know. Who was it that fills in? Who came into the camp to fill in?
Alyssa Thompson, the 18-year-old out of Angel City.
That's right.
So
that's insane. That is a literal child. Well, not literal, but might as well be.
Yeah, 18. That's impressive. Very.
It is. It is. Getting in the national team like that is a bit insane. What about, why wasn't, I mean, is Sophia Smith in there? What's that about?
She played.
Oh, okay.
But I'll say this, as Vanessa and I were watching the games, we were like, where is this Sophia Smith? Like, how come this Sophia Smith is missing some good looks, some easy looks? She had it queued up right at the top of the box, blasted it well over. We're like, where was this at against the current? Like, she was an MVP against the current, and then just, you know, did not live up to that level.
I didn't get a chance to watch all these games. I watched a little bit of one of them, but so that's why I sound stupid when I'm like, is Sophia Smith in there? That's what I got you here for, man. What about, French, third goalkeeper in the team. That's fine. I think she'll take it because you're on the team. You're there, right? You're part of the dance. You're in the business, and that's
paid. You get paid well.
Hopefully, a big old trophy. You know what I mean? And a big old bonus at the end of the thing. So we'll have to see what happens. Are your notes here in any particular order, or were you just scrambling?
You know, I'm not going to say I wasn't scrambling, but I, you know, in the notes here that we're looking at, training update, right? So today, there are some training updates out there, and one big one has jumped to that list. Loetta, by the way, she's taking care of an injury that she felt like was best to take care of now instead of later in the year. So she's out. She didn't practice. I don't know how long she's going to be out for. I don't even know the extent of the injury. But it's safe to say it's a pretty big loss for our team, who's trying to get healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it's, dude, you don't want to see new faces on injury reports, especially when she had one hell of a free kick assist to CC Kaiser. I mean, that's just, so you said she deciding to get this injury taken care of now, like this was a elective surgery or something?
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's a surgery, but it was something that she just was lingering and she wanted to take care of now. It's probably something that, you know, would come back to get her towards the middle or end of the year, and she just felt like the timing was best now to take care of whatever the issue is. And I don't think it's been reported what it is exactly.
Gotcha. Secrets. Bunch of secrets in this place. Not a fan.
Transparency is hard to come by in NWSL. It's not like the NFL or something like that.
Yeah, everyone trying to keep secrets from me, and I want to become a detective and get to the bottom of it. Man, well, we still have, in addition to Alex being put on that list, no Kristen Hamilton, Morgan Gautreaux, Elizabeth Ball, Desi Scott. I mean, these are big names here. These are big contributing names that could be a part of this squad. And I just feel like, I don't know. I it's hard for me to stay positive right now. Do you know what I mean? It's hard for me to stay optimistic, but the only optimism I have going into this week's game, 6 p.m. Saturday, is that the Chicago Red Stars have the exact same record as we do. Someone's got to fix this record here, right? Someone's either got to win or draw. Someone's record is changing Saturday.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And to lose a player on the defense or like a D mid, you know, she can play anywhere and everywhere. She's that good and she's that effective. But to lose a player who can assist, you know, on the back line or assist, you know, on the back side of the midfield, it's such a tough loss. Our defense has been pretty suspect up to this point. To lose another piece, it's going to be really hard. The only counterbalance to that against Chicago that, you know, kind of touched on, probably talked about it, is Swanson. You know, that's one of their biggest attacking threats. So, you know, they lost a great player and we lost a good one for the short term.
Yeah. Agreed, man. It's going to be tough. I feel that, let's do this. Let's take a quick little break. All right. And we'll come back and kind of talk about some narratives and storylines in this game. What do you say?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
A sports network for today's fan. KC Sports Network. Podcasts, YouTube, social media, live shows. KCSN.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And we're back. What's up? Welcome back to the show. I don't know. I went rogue. I called for a break, and Jordan didn't even tell me it was time.
He called an audible.
Called an audible. Omaha. I Omaha'd that bitch. Hey, so we got, as we mentioned, we have KC Current visiting Chicago Red Stars this Saturday, 6 p.m. Chicago lost to San Diego and to Houston. Both pretty good teams. Past
good
few
teams.
Years, right?
Yeah.
This is a big deal, though, man, because Mallory Swanson is a huge piece to their offensive production. She creates, she puts herself in good positions, and as we mentioned, she's not here. She will not be playing. She is injured. So that kills them, dude. That has to just crush their offense, and I don't even know where they go to fill in the pieces.
Chicago is a team a lot like Kansas City that has just not been able to find proper footing so far this year. They've struggled to really control the ball, be an effective attack. One of their three goals so far was a PK. And then you lose Swanson. Like, I don't know where their attack is going to come from. That has to stifle what they were going to do. And it happened fairly recently, so they're going to have to retool their whole week, try and figure out how to, you know, put together an efficient and effective attack, and I don't know if they can do that. But then again, Kansas City, we have our own issues. So to me, not to jump too forward, to me, it's all going to depend on who can control the midfield. What are your thoughts on that?
That is soccer in a nutshell, really. It always feels like the game always comes down to whoever can control the midfield. As we saw when we played Portland, we were just handing the ball over in the midfield. Portland was just taking it from us and keeping it, and we sure didn't have the ball very long, especially in that first half. But they're, you know, they have really solid back line. You know, they got some big-name players down there, keeper and a couple defenders on the national team, right? So I just feel that, man, our attack needs to spark in this game. It's going to be difficult. You know, playing away from home, I assume the weather's going to be nice. That stuff's kind of been warming up a little bit. But I feel that it's time to kickstart the offense, man. It's time to start getting goals from people who need the goals, man. Michelle Cooper is hungry, right? See what happens.
No, I you're absolutely right. They have Tierna Davidson and Kruger, who came back from injury last year, both injured. So they both played on the national team, and you know, against Ireland. So they've been able to develop some kind of chemistry there. But we're gonna have to come at them, man. We're just gonna have to be fearless. We're gonna have to be fearless. I mean, that's all it comes down to.
Yeah, I don't know how confident I am yet with things. I know every game seems like we take a little step forward, whether it was scoring our first goal. I say every game, like we've had a million. It's been two games. It just feels like there's been more, I guess, since men's soccer has been up and rolling for a little bit. We got to get healthy, dude. We've got to get people back in this lineup. Nice to know that. Is Di Bernardo off the injury list?
She was actually a sub and warmed up in our last game. So I have to assume, I don't know if she'll play, by the way. She may be off a little bit, but you have to assume she's at least an option. And you know she wants to. She wants to go back and play.
Against her old team.
Against her old team. But we'll see. We'll see if that happens. And maybe the Luetta injury might kind of force her to come back in. I don't know. We'll see.
True. And Davinia, we know, got in there for some minutes against Portland. So this week off has really helped people get back into the mix of things and get these players back on the field, getting some meaningful minutes. Because you can train all you want, but until you get game speed, game time stuff, you're just not up to speed yet. So I'm excited to see maybe Davinia maybe she starts the game and then like subs off at 60 minutes or something, like trying to... Because what'd she come in last time? Around the 60-minute mark, played like half an hour. So it feels like, all teams try to, okay, boom, you got 30 minutes under your belt. Let's add 60 or 15 or something. So
Right.
I could see her getting 60. You think she'd get the start?
I think so. I mean, we're kind of shorthanded. You know, Matt Potter, I don't think wants to go with three consecutive losses. I think he's going to throw Dabinia in there. And you mentioned that this time off is not just great for injuries. Like, it's great to help figure out what we are in terms of a formation, from a tactical perspective. You know, we've kind of done a lot of different things this year that hasn't really worked out. And I wonder what Matt Potter is going to do for this game. Maybe he goes back. Maybe he tries something different. But at least this you know, gap in games will give us a chance to try and figure that out.
Yeah, 100%, man. You know, you mentioned here on your little cheat sheet that, and you said it already, controlling the midfield is key. We mentioned the issues we had previously in the midfield. It just, the midfielders have to be frustrated too, right? To just right. not be able to keep it there, and have it ready to go, you know, sure. Just throw me off shit, man. Just I'll break it right now. No, I feel that people can't even see the chat. I don't know why we do this. For those listening, Jordan told me to wait on the break, but I guess he runs this thing, so I should oblige. But Chris shows up whenever he wants anyway, so
that's true.
Where the hell was I, bro? Midfield. Got to overcome the issues. With Labonte in the middle and Dabinia up there, like, they've got to be so pissed off that they just can't run over these fools, right?
Yeah. They know the expectations. Like, we saw when Dabinia signed and we got some other players, they're like, just people are like, give the trophy to Kansas City. Like, they know the expectations were sky high. And then to come, you know, the start of the season, be 0-2 with 0 points, that's got to really bother them. And I'm sure they're going to come out guns blazing.
Dude, no doubt. But so is Chicago, though, right? I mean, being at home, don't you think they have more of an advantage?
Yeah. And they have a decent midfield as well. Nagasato is really good. Ricardo is good as well. They're veteran players who've been on Chicago for a while. So we're just going to have to create chances and then finish them. I know that's obviously what you do in soccer. But we're going to have to do it a lot more. Against Chicago, who historically have had a really good defense. Historically, we haven't had much success against them. But they're both vastly different teams.
Well, they have to create chances and score them. And, you know, you play to win the game, really. you play to win the game.
Well,
you know, hey, if anyone's looking for something fun to do, though, for game time. Wait, is it? Bro. Is it a 6 o'clock game or 7? It's 7, isn't it? I'm a liar. I have lied. It is a 7 o'clock game. What am I thinking? All right. Now I'm just mad at myself because here I am planning in my head for a 6 o'clock game. Now my whole world is messed up. If you're going to go watch this game and you want to be around other people, head out to Double Tap KC Arcade and Sports Bar. They have a little, you know, KC Current sponsored watch party. It's over at Double Tap KC Arcade, man. You ever been down there? I don't think I've been down there.
I have never been down there.
Well, arcade bars are great. It's always fun. Kind of makes me feel like a kid again when I'm trying to play The Simpsons or Ninja Turtles or some shit, you know?
Marissa, give you a bunch of tokens and you go run around and you only have a certain amount of money.
Hey, well, you know, catch me at the Guitar Hero game too. I will be shredding. You know, it is what it is. But that'd be fun. You guys looking to go down there for some other KC Current camaraderie. Another side note, though, man, what about Angie Long being named to the Business Journal's Biz Women 100?
Badass.
Pretty cool. Awesome. I mean, awesome. That is, you know, Fortune 500 CEOs, stuff like that, recognizing 100 women who are leading their local business communities. I'd say she's definitely doing that.
If that's the definition, she's greatly exceeding that.
Yeah, 100%, man. Dude, where else, let's see, where else you want to take this conversation? Where do you want to go?
So first of all, I want to take a quick step back to that watch party. They have giveaways, man, and I've been irked. I've attended a few, and I've never won anything on a giveaway. So go out there. You might get some really cool stuff.
Are they doing giveaways? Is that what they said?
Yep. They are doing giveaways.
Well, that's cool. I have not won anything either, but my wife wins everything. So I think she made a deal with the devil. I'm pretty sure she sold her soul. Because she always wins like raffles and shit. And I have won too, just by like being near her and her good mojo, I guess. It's weird, bro. You've seen this happen. I've seen it firsthand.
Oh, against the Houston, the watch party against Houston, yeah. The playoffs at Barquet. She like won a shirt and a scarf and a bunch of stuff.
And a big,
they had a raffle.
Like a coffee tumbler.
Yeah, there was a raffle and there was like 100+ people there. And they're on the last one or second to last one, and they call their number.
Bro, it's to the point that if her name is called for something, I don't even celebrate. I just do this. I put my head down, and I just kind of shake it. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening again. I don't understand. I know it's odds. Like, I'm not going to go buy lottery tickets because that's just insane. Like, we know that. So your odds are a little better going to a freaking watch party than playing the lottery, right? The Mega Millions.
Yeah,
but it's just wild. And you guys should go out there, win some shit, because we won't be there. So you know, it's up for the taking. Someone's got to win.
Your odds are better because we're not there. So go win some.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, dude, do you want to do one quick break and then come back and preview the midweek game next week? What midweek game?
It's exciting. All right. Previews 1 week.
Let's break it. Here we go.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
All right, man. Yeah, we said it. Two games in 1 week. It's going to be awesome, man. A game on Saturday, and then we get to go down to Houston for the old Challenge Cup, the most prestigious competition in soccer. I'm going to say it is. We'll roll with it.
Dude, if they win, they get paid more. That's all that matters, right?
There it is. Hey, Houston's Al of kind of becoming a little bit of a rival, dare I say. I would call Shea Groom a little bit of a villain, if I can say that. Do you feel the same?
I think she's getting there to villain status.
She did truck stick Elizabeth Ball that one game.
She slammed her down, and then Ball got the yellow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Couldn't believe it.
It got rescinded on Ball, the yellow eventually, but...
Sure, it doesn't hurt any less, though, getting slammed to the ground. It was WWE style is what it is. So this Houston Dash game, man, you got to look at them, and, well, you wish they had more fan support, because no one goes... as many people go to their games as the men's games down there. I wish people supported more, and especially the women's game, but it is what it is. How do we feel about that, man? Houston's, what, 1-1? They've won one, lost one?
They have made one heck of an offseason pickup, and that's Ordóñez from the Courage. She was like, I think she was runner-up for Golden Boot. She had an amazing rookie season last year. Her and Ashley Sanchez are both on the Mexican national team, by the way. But so they got a lot of chemistry and practice, because the Mexican national team played like three games this week, and they played Chicago. So Chicago, they may be a little tired from that game against the women's national team, but you know, the Sanchez Ordóñez combo is lethal. They have greatly improved their roster. They're an exciting team. They're going to be tough, and I'm glad it's the Challenge Cup in which we kind of test ourselves against them.
100%, man. I'm glad we get to dip our toe in with that, and it's not like a one-off tournament game or anything like that, because we'll have to play them again later. But I think, you know, going down there could be hotter. You know, I mean, Houston's always pretty muggy, a little humid down there. But I'm just excited for midweek soccer. I didn't realize it was coming so soon.
You know, again, we talked about it at the beginning of the year, which was depth. Prior to all of our injuries, we really thought we would have a lot of depth at, you know, come Challenge Cup. That doesn't really seem to be the case at the moment. So I don't know. Hopefully we can double dip with a lot of our starters and get two games out of them without, you know, hurting their performance or play too much. That's kind of where we're at this point.
Good point. Good point, because you can't, those midweek games, you can't always expect your starters to be ready to go. I mean, recovery is key, starting immediately after that Saturday game.
Yep.
And they probably won't even train, man. They'll probably just get recovery going, get the compression going on, the icing, get all the, eating good food, stretching out, maybe some light cardio here and there, but I bet they don't train between the games.
But they'll probably come back to Kansas City Sunday and then leave on Tuesday for Houston or something like that. So not a lot of time in between.
Yeah. You know, that they might. Yeah. I'd be interested to know how that goes. So, dude, I feel that, these are some big tests this week. These are some big, two big road tests. What's your confidence level?
Not as high as I would like. I still don't know what we are. And that's another thing is we thought we knew what we were, right? But it kind of turns out we're still figuring things out. So we really don't know what we are. And it's only two games in. So you really can't put any identity on any team outside of Portland and probably the rain. But Houston is kind of hitting their stride a little bit right now. They're playing really well. We're still trying to figure it out. So, I'm just keeping an open mind, when these games are played, and just hope we can just keep it alive a little longer to keep, accumulating some points here and there and get healthier.
That's the key word, man. Get healthier. Exclamation mark. But, get people back. So you hate to see new additions to that list. You really do. I don't know if we get what we need. Obviously, getting a draw at either place, at either stadium is favorable. I think you take that. If you can steal a win in Chicago because you're able to, keep that clean sheet with no Mallory Swanson coming at you, and then maybe steal a goal, that's a big deal. But those Challenge Cup games, this competition goes through the year this time. This is not like boom, boom, boom right away, like boom, it's done. This goes through the season, similar to U.S. Open Cup and Europa League and Europe and all that stuff, but this will be, it's not like the game doesn't matter. It's points, and, you want to progress out of your group and keep playing in the thing.
I really think we might see more rookies play against Houston. Give Spanshaw will probably start. Childers, I could see starting. Obviously, that's a perfect time to get Gabby Robinson some additional experience, which I think would be really crucial because they seem to really like to have her in there. If you're going to drop a game in the Challenge Cup, why not drop, or not drop one, but if you're going to put out some rookies in a Challenge Cup game, the first one's probably the best one to do so. So, see if our younger players can get some experience and hopefully we can come away with a point or three.
Well, and I think it's not like you have another game that Saturday, right? You actually play that following Sunday back home, which we'll talk about that game next week. But I feel that, if no one gets banged up in Chicago, there's zero reason to believe that the starters or whoever's available to start can't go again on Wednesday and then can't go again on Sunday. Like, that's the game. You can do that. Now, can you do it every single week? Nah, you shouldn't. But you can crack down and have healthy bodies go, three games in 9 days or whatever it is.
No, I agree. I wonder if they're going to do a little bit of a minute count on Dabinia, for both of these games, like we mentioned earlier. Or if Dabinia even gets in the Houston one, maybe they push her for Chicago because it's regular season and then give her a little bit of a break. We'll see, obviously. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. If you're healthy, you're going to play at this point.
100%, man. 100%. What else? Where are we going? I feel like we always just talk too fast. What is going on?
Do you and Jimmy talk this fast, or is it just you and I?
Well, and you, Jimmy and I, you know, I don't like to talk about you guys when you're not around. But since I split time, you know, we get into some things. Obviously, sporting's been a little more fiery takes right now. Has been a little more stressful to talk about or to become a fan. So that obviously can fill some time. Other than that, I mean, Jimmy talks. Jimmy sometimes feels like he's a guest lecturer at a university. with all due respect, I'm not throwing shade here, but he knows he can get his point across in very smart terms. I know if I ever have something I want to say, I should send it to him for transcription. But but yeah, we usually go about 50 minutes or so. So here we go at the 30-minute mark, just filibustering. Yeah, but it feels nice. It feels like a good stopping point, though. What do you think?
I mean, it's as good as any, really. The one thing we did not touch on was, did you see the cool, like, drone videos of the stadium and all those stats and numbers? I don't have them in front of me, but of the new stadium, just kind of what they've done so far as they're continuing to progress upwards.
Yeah, I haven't, like, seen the numbers and stuff or anything like that, but, I mean, I've seen videos of the beams going erect. And it's been very cool, you know, exciting, like, to see different members of the staff that work for KC Current. I know Danny Welniak posted a couple of days ago saying, I've learned so much about construction than I ever have, and I love it. You know, her and Grace were out there watching the, you know, getting pictures and stuff. So it's cool. It's pretty wild to think that next year will be a freaking sports stadium there. You know, it's just weird to think about. I love watching things come up. I'm sure they'll release it like a time lapse video. You love shit like that?
Oh, I absolutely.
Dude, I used to DVR the show How It's Made. Do you remember this show?
Oh, of course.
And I loved it. Like, I think I just love assembly line stuff. So when I had a brief work stint at Frito-Lay, and it was wild, dude, just like watching the Cheetos go through seasoning and baking.
Were you eating them as you're watching? Just
now, can't do that. But you can get free chips. I got very fat back in the day. I got very large because I just could not stop eating Chester's hot fries and smoking cigarettes. So what are you gonna do?
That'll do it.
Do it, man. but listen, it's exciting, dude. I can't wait to see the finished product and get a tour and all that.
You know, I don't know when we're going to receive, like, the emails or when we're going to be able to, like, put our... I know we have a deposit, but, like, you know, select the seats at the new stadium. I'm waiting on that. I'm getting very anxious, but excited.
That was teased, like, last December?
Yeah.
They were like, look out for seat selection this winter. And I'm like, motherfucker, it's spring right now? So, like... kind of feels like summer right now, man. It's 81 degrees up in here.
Is that what it is?
At least here in Topeka is what my phone says.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been staying in the basement because that's hoodie weather in the basement, right? So now that I'm upstairs, my face is all shiny and stuff. It's freaking hot. So anyhow, let's call it quits then, man.
Sounds good.
You're just, you know, you're not able to talk like Jimmy. I get it.
You know, I could talk more about gardening if you want me to, but nobody wants to listen to that, man. Nobody has to,
man. Not unless you're in Missouri and growing that good stuff.
I am not.
Okay, fair enough. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us this week. It's double game week, man. Things are exciting. If you get out to the watch party, you know, let us know how it is. You can hit us up at No Other Pod, at Dan Kuser, at Chris, at what? Chris Wright 21. Adam Brakes, yeah. Right there. Send us an email. knowthepod@gmail.com. Don't forget your ratings and reviews, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. So we'll read you on air if we get some nice words. If it's mean words, we'll probably still read it on air and make fun of you. So again, thank you so much. We love every single one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.